You're listening to the Overeaters Anonymous Mid-Peninsula podcast. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. For more information, please visit oamidpeninsula.org.
Let's go. I am Mary B., and I am a very grateful, recovered, but not cured food addict in San Jose, and so glad to be on this meeting this evening. I'm old, and I've been in program a long time, so I have a very long story. So before I start to talk, I always say, God, thank you for the words. And I am counting on him to give them to me tonight. When I share at a meeting I haven't been to before, I just like to tell my story, the old way that I learned it, what I used to be like, what happened to change me, and what I'm like now. And so I can start with, you know, I went to a face-to-face meeting, my face-to-face meeting today here in San Jose. And we read from the Alcoholics Anonymous Big Book. I'm working with one of my sponsees. My favorite way to sponsor somebody is to take them through the Big Book. And we read the doctor's opinion. And my meeting this morning read the doctor's opinion. So there's something telling me I would love to get the doctor's opinion into my story, and I'm going to try to do that. I have grown up with this disease. I was a fat kid. I was teased, called names. I was beaten up. Serenaded, we don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me, fatty, fatty, 2x4, all that. And then brought up in a home where we moved constantly. I think the longest we lived in one place was 2.5 years. I attended 5 different grade schools and had to make new friends every time I changed schools. And so I learned to adjust myself to the people that I was meeting and trying to make friends with. And so I was always putting on a show. This is me. And I was just different all the time. Nobody ever tried to get me to lose weight as a kid. So I was fat. As a teenager, you know, at one time my mother was serving dessert, and when she served my dessert, she said, Mary Ann will lose weight when she discovers boys. My mother always said mothers are always right. And with that one, she was, definitely. And I began in my teenage years, the process of starving and binging and starving and binging. And I was married at 18, young age. I had 3 sons by the time I was, well, before I was 25. I know that my youngest son was born when I was 25. He was 6 months old when I attended my first meeting of Overeaters Anonymous. And what had happened during the previous years, I was able to pretty much starve off a few pounds, especially if we were going to take a trip or somebody was getting married or there was some reason for me to lose a few pounds. I could lose a few pounds. But I was a good dieter, very good dieter. I mostly pick starvation diets, the drinking man's diet, Dr. Atkins, that diet where you eat diet food three times a day. But one thing I could never, never, never do was keep that weight off. I couldn't keep it off. And then once I got married, started having those babies, every time I put weight on, I was putting on a lot more. My binges got longer. My ability to starve the weight off got shorter. And I was talking to a woman who had been my best friend in junior high and high school, never had a weight problem. She was gorgeous. She had a beautiful figure. My mother used to call her the million-dollar figure and the penny brain. She was not real smart. I was the brain. She was the beauty. And I just, you know, my eating was so secret. I hid it. And I did such a good job that I remember my first husband on the phone with a friend of his once saying, "I don't know how Mary gets fat. She never eats anything." And so to me, it was a secret. What was going on in my home, a very unhappy marriage, was a secret. Nobody knew. I thought nobody knew. And for some reason, I told my friend Beth, the beauty, that I couldn't stop eating. And she had a craft shop, and she had a lot of people, women mostly, coming to her shop, making things. And evidently somebody told her that there was this brand new organization, Diet Club, she called it, started called Overeaters Anonymous. And I just happened to live in West Los Angeles. I don't know if any of you have ever read Roseanne's book, Beyond Our Wildest Dreams, but that's where she started this program. That's where she had her first meetings, were in West Los Angeles. And so there I was, and I walked into my first meeting of Overeaters Anonymous on November 6, 1962. And there was this young woman in the room who shared that she had lost 65 pounds. I didn't know who she was. I didn't care who she was. She lost 65 pounds. I was just there, not even to learn how to lose weight, but what I wanted to learn was how to keep that weight off, what was wrong with me, why I couldn't stop eating once I started. I was scaring myself with my behavior, and I thought I was insane. That was the only explanation as far as I was concerned at that time. So I asked that woman to be my sponsor, and it was Roseanne. And at that time, we didn't know anything much about, you know, nutrition and so forth, what we were doing. She told me how she ate to lose her weight, and I ate that way. And I lost, I came in to lose 15 pounds, but I lost 20, 21 pounds that time. And I was thinner than I had ever been. And I, about 6 months later, I think, I moved away from that group. I moved out to the San, this was in Los Angeles, as I said, to the San Fernando Valley. And I proceeded to put my weight back on. And I thought I had all the information I needed. I heard that I know that I was something called a compulsive overeater. So there was a name for what I was doing, for what was wrong with me. And there were other people who ate the way I did, who had the same problems I did. The only thing that I couldn't understand that really amazed me was that they actually got up in front of a room full of people and talked about it. And we joked and we laughed. And it was really, wonderful. But I thought you guys gave me all the information I needed, and it was bye-bye. I'm going to go out and just do this thing on my own. So I had come in with 20, 21 pounds. I went away for 2 years. I came back with 40 pounds to lose. I came back, got abstinent, worked the program, kinda, for a while. I came into OA with that punishing God. That was all growing up, all I ever heard about God was God will punish you. My parents were proud of the fact that they never hit their kids. They never spanked us. I have two younger sisters. But God will punish you. So that was the one I came in with. And I started a search for that higher power. Looking everywhere. Have you heard the expression, looking for love in all the wrong places? Well, I set out on a journey to find a higher power. And I was having problems at home and my marriage. And I was trying to think of the second time that I left program, and I just found fault with the meeting somehow. I had to blame you. It was your fault. Everybody was talking about their mother-in-law, and it was very boring. So I left OA again, and I was gone for 2 years and came back with 60 pounds to lose. And I am a wonderful, wonderful example of the progression of this disease. Today, I am 85 pounds for my top weight. Because when I came back that second time, I made a promise that I would never, no matter what, I would never leave these rooms again. And I never have. And it didn't matter. My weight up, down, abstinent, not abstinent, and relapse. Or I didn't have slips. I really went into relapse every time. I was a down and dirty binge eater. And so I was in the rooms when, after my divorce, I stayed abstinent through my divorce, but getting out into the world of dating again, I started to eat again. And through relationships, see the story I've got to edit here, and my head is trying to edit out some of these things. I was actually going to meetings, OA meetings. I lived in the Valley. We had an office in Reseda. And in that, there was an office for Maxine, who ran the San Fernando Valley Intergroup office. And then there was a meeting room, and I was going to those meetings, sitting in the back like this, just daring anybody to talk to me, while I proceeded to eat my way to 210 pounds. And I was suicidal. I remember walking in my house after a binge one night with the telephone in my hand, because I had heard a couple of stories about people who actually, there was one young lady who lost a lot of weight, put it all back on, and her stomach burst, and she actually died. There was a gentleman who did that. He lived, he survived. But it never occurred to me that something like that could happen. But I felt that night, I had the phone in my hand ready to call 911. I would not have ever called 911 because I would have had to explain to them why I was in the condition I was in. And it was way too humiliating. And I know I never would have done it. That's where my disease took me. It was after that I left OA for a while. I lost part of my weight. Part of my weight came down. But I couldn't lose it all, and I couldn't stay abstinent. And I was asking everybody who had lost a lot of weight, and I had one friend who lost a lot of weight. She was a down and dirty binge eater like me, and she put it all back on, and then she lost it again. And I asked her, as I was asking everybody, what happened? What made the difference between binging and stepping over that line and being abstinent again? I'm looking for the timer. I lose the person who's timing. Anyway, and she said she just kept praying for the willingness. And I thought, well, that's easy. I can do that. And I get in my car.
You have 5 minutes.
I have 5 minutes?
And 24 seconds.
Okay. See, I wanted to know so I could get on to today and what happened to me 18 years ago. I never gave up. I never left these rooms. I had a lot of different sponsors because I said, you know, sometimes I can't stay abstinent because my sponsor is too gentle. I need a really tough sponsor. So I would get a tough sponsor. Then I would decide the tough sponsor was too tough. I needed more gentle. I was always blaming something outside of myself. And I had wonderful help. And I had a wonderful adventure on that search for a higher power. But what I came to realize is that, and the way I kind of describe it is like, you know, Mr. Clean standing there behind me all the time, tapping his foot, saying, Mary, anytime you're ready, I'm here. I have always been here. I always will be here. I'm not going anywhere. But you have to let me know when you're ready. And thinking about praying for the willingness and waiting until I'm willing, I thought, who's going to judge when I'm willing? If I wait until I'm willing, I could be 350 pounds. And I turned around and I went to the market and I got my abstinent food, went home and called a sponsor and got abstinent. 18 years ago, I didn't have all my weight off. I had been on, I was remarried. My kids were all grown and gone. And my husband and I went on a 2-year RV trip around the country. And I came back, did pretty well, but I came back and I remember the number. I weighed 169 pounds. Now my goal weight when I came into program was 140. It was 140 because that beautiful friend of mine that I talked about earlier, she weighed 140 pounds. So that was my goal weight. We were the same height. And Then when I lost my weight in OA, it went down to 135, and that eventually became my goal weight. And I came back from that trip at 169. And I thought, oh God, I've got to start again. I have to start over again, day one again. And just something happened to me that day. I don't know what it is. There's no way I could ever tell anybody how to do it or why it happened that day. I don't know. But I just remember saying, I give up. And that was the beginning of this 18 years. My weight went down to 125. And I panicked and I called my sponsor and I said, oh God, we've got to do something. We have to add some food because I'm at 125. I've never been below 130. And then I'm walking around the house and I'm thinking, you know what? I feel really good. I'm healthy. I feel fine. I'm strong. I'm, you know, abstinent, I'm eating well. I should go back and talk about the fact that I was in Overeaters Anonymous for 25 years. And then when OA Hal came to California and they got started, I moved to Hal because I needed the structure and the discipline of a weighed and measured program. And so I was and how for 25 years, and I became an international member of Food Recovery. And I have been in almost every sister meeting. It doesn't make any difference. I go to OA meetings now because that's what we have here. I like face-to-face meetings. We have OA meetings. We don't have any HOW meetings. I have not even seen an OA HOW meeting. I've been to a 90-day OA meeting, and they do weight and measure. My sponsor and I weigh and measure. I mean, we've both been doing it for so many years. It's no issue for us. And but hearing that HOW concept read tonight, I haven't heard that for a long time. It really was wonderful to hear that. So it began this 18 years, one day at a time. One day at a time, I got into an intensive, is that my time? Okay, I will wind it up. An intensive big book study meeting. And that big book went from being an inspirational book for me to being an instructional book. I find my abstinence, I'm so free of the food obsession today. Then any of the foods that I don't eat, I call my alcoholic foods. Those things seem to have brought everything together for me finally. I let Mr. Clean in at last and realize it's been there all the time. Again, it's difficult for me to edit, as you can imagine. So many, many things have gone on in these 61 years. And I intend for them to continue to go on for a long time. I'm not going anywhere. So thank you very much for the opportunity to share with you tonight. And I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
If you've enjoyed listening to the Overeaters Anonymous podcast, hit the like button and subscribe to receive future episodes. If you are looking for a meeting online or in person, visit www.oamidpeninsula.org.